warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Everyone, this is Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you with another shouldidrinkthat.com beer review, where even if it's crap,
we drink it so you don't have to. You are listening to episode number 16.
Who would have thought we'd make it to 16?
I know. I can't wait to hit the big 2-0.
I couldn't believe we hit 15. Hell, I couldn't believe we hit 4.
Wow. We get better with age, just like a fine bottle fermented beer.
Well, this is a special show for us because we have presents.
Yes, we do.
Presents from fans.
This is a Belgian show, and only reason being it's a Belgian show because of the gifts that we received in the mail.
That and the fact that there are some Belgians left over in the fridge, so we figured, let's just do a Belgian show right now.
So we got some Belgian gifts in the mail, and Sick Puppy's got some Belgians in the fridge. We're going to taste for you this fine evening.
So where'd we get these fine beverages from?
These are from Clark, directly from Clark at www.clarkheadbrew.com.
Or even if it's crap, he won't brew it.
He won't brew it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah. Clark is part of Dude Night with Gonzo and Hog Dog.
Some master brewers there they got going on over at Dude Night.
DudeNight.net. Great bunch of guys. And right off the bat, before I forget, I want to thank Clark again for sending us these fine, big, fat bottles of Belgians.
Yes, thank you very, very much. Free beer is always appreciated here in SIDT. Yeah.
Especially Clark's homebrew, man. I'm excited to try this.
I know. I hear a lot of stories about this stuff, so I can't wait to try it.
I hope it ain't crap.
I'm going to feel bad trashing them, but you know what? Hey, that's what you send it to us. But you want our opinion.
I could always say, hey, I chugged one of Clark's beers.
Dude, I wouldn't do that. That's a lot of beer.
Yeah, fucking A.
It's a little strong, too, in there.
The first beer that we have is, again, from Clark Head Brewery. It's called Fat Abbey. It's a Belgian Abbey Ale. And what do you have here in your hand there, Spoon?
Well, actually, we have a beautiful little Hallmark envelope.
Oh, did he send us a card?
And it says, let's get Clarked.
Nice.
So we're going to open this thing
open up. Open that up. What's inside? Ooh. Tickets to the next Stone anniversary?
That'd be pretty damn cool.
Damn.
There will be links to Clark's site and to the Dude Night and everything off of our website.
Of course.
Okay, what do we got here?
What do you got there?
Oh, this is pretty cool. He wrote his own notes on his beer, stuff that's in it, and it looks like the story's behind. Oh, that's cool. And whenever you can get a story behind a beer, that is pretty cool because, you know, a lot of times you wonder about the names. Or, you know, you have a dartboard, you just throw darts to see what the hell you come up with or see what rhymes. So this one's actually going to be pretty cool. You know,
Clark Head Brewing History.
Okay, so the first one we have here is the Fat Abbey. Ooh. Oh, you know what? It's nice because he typed this up, so I don't have to try to read someone's handwriting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Although from the handwriting on the envelope, I think we have the same style, so I could decipher his handwriting. So what we have here for the Fat Abbey is that it's a Belgian-style Abbey Ale. This is the oldest recipe in his book, and he's been brewing it longer than any other beer, so he tends to screw around with the recipe more than any other.
Awesome.
One of the nice things about being a home brewer. The bottle that we possess is from his latest batch, which was brewed on January 14th of 2007. The ingredients are two-row Belgian Pilsner malt, I'm going to get tongue-tied here, a special B malt, white wheat, Belgian aromatic malt, like butchering
aromatic.
And machinery.
Yeah. machinery. Continue.
And Clark, I'm butchering this. Carafa 3 Malt. I'm not familiar with it, so I apologize. Which he doesn't normally add to this beer, but decided to try it this time. The malt is, well, it's a black malt, but without the roasted or chocolate characteristics you might expect. The hops are a Czech, and you know what? I apologize. Czech Shaws and Tenanger. You know what, Clark? I'm totally fucking this up because I can't.
Give me that.
Read that.
See how I can butcher this.
It's like the last line.
Yeah, I go, Fat Abby. Like Spoon was saying, it's a Belgian-style Abbey Ale. It's the oldest recipe in his book. I've brewed it longer than any other beer. He tends to screw around with the recipe more than any other.
Blah, blah, blah.
The bottle we hold is from his latest batch, brewed January 14th. The ingredients are two-row Belgian Pilsner malt, special B malt, white wheat, Belgian aromatic malt, and Carafa 3 malt, which I don't normally, or he doesn't normally add to the beer, but he decided to try it this time. The Carafa, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. 3, it's a black malt without the roasted or chocolate characteristics you might expect. The hops are Czech Saaz and Tettnanger. The yeast was White Labs WLP500 Belgian Ale yeast. And I don't know if you noticed, Spoon, but Clark's really into cats.
Yes.
His brewing assistant's a cat. And he said he wasn't really into cats until he met his wife.
That's usually how it happens.
Yeah, she turned him into a cat-obsessed freak. He says he's not crazy cat people. We only have two.
Well, that's not too bad because he's not going to turn to the cat people.
Well, anyway, the reason I'm talking about that is his cat is a 17-pound tabby, which inspired Fat Tabby and became Fat Abby for the beer.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
My wife, actually, when we were dating, she had a cat that it was just like, it was, I forgot what kind of cat it is. I'm not a cat person, so I don't know this shit. But she had this cat. It was like about 5 pounds or so. And then she said, you know, we have to get it spayed and declawed, which was fine with me because the damn thing would scratch at my head all the time. So we did that, and the fucker gained 20 pounds.
Nice. Fat cat.
All I did was just sit around by the heater and just, that's it. Just took up space.
Nice. Eat shit and sit by the heater. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about cats. They're like, you want to pet me? Walk over here, motherfucker. If you're lucky, I might shit in that box. They're just,
you're really bitter towards cats, aren't you?
Yeah, they're a little laid back for my taste, but I digress.
All right, open this thing.
Yeah,
I'm thirsty.
This.
He does a pretty good job with bottling these things.
He's a pro. And a poor mine. Oh, that's a nice color, man. Nice
check that
dark
out.
Caramel color to it.
Beautiful. As always, we will have pictures available on the SIDT website.
Oh, man, that looks awesome.
Holy shit.
Nice head to
that thing.
Oh, dude. Here, pour your water, brother. Is there enough left in there for you?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
I filled my glass. Hopefully Spoon can fill his. Oh, dude, this smells fucking great.
First, look at that.
First F-bomb of the show.
Now, you've had a couple in there.
Did I?
I keep a mental note.
I have to rewind.
Oh,
oh
look
dude.
At that.
Cheers, brother. Get a little yeast chunk in there, would you?
Oh, no. I think it was just my hand. All right, let's try this.
All right. Giving the Fat Abby a try.
Wow. That's unique.
Oh, man, that's good.
That's very good. Cool.
Can really taste the malt.
Wow.
It's a nice blend, you know?
It still seems a little light.
Yeah, it's got a light taste to it, which I don't mind. I mean,
I should definitely say it's unique because, well,
yeah,
nobody else around here makes this.
Exactly.
And, well, since it comes from Clark.
We got a West Coast beer.
Oh, wow. This is stellar. I like this.
Congratulations, Clark. Good brew.
Thanks for not letting me chug this. I appreciate
it.
Yeah. I'd have a tough time with this one.
We figured you'd taint it on purpose, so we'd have to chug it. Because you're like that.
That's some of the stuff that I'd expect from a few of our fans is, you know, let's keep this bottle in the sunlight for about 12 hours. And then we're going to ship it over to Pennsylvania and have our buddies try it out just to piss them off.
Mm. Oh, man, that's good, dude.
This is delicious. I would say go out to the store and buy some, but
yeah.
I don't know if Clark takes orders online, but he should.
$400 a bottle.
Plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
And state tax and federal tax. And
you can really get that roasted chocolate in this.
Wow.
It's awesome,
that's
man.
Really good. That sits well on my palate.
Yeah. Mm. And as far as that malt that I don't know if I'm pronouncing right or not, the Carafe at 3, which you don't normally add, keep it in there.
It would have helped, man, if I would have opened the envelope ahead of time, but that would kill all the suspense of doing this. Because once again, Father Spin's not prepared.
No, of course not. We never are.
To an extent. This is what I love about homebrews, though. I mean, this is really good beer. And
yeah, this is great. This is our first homebrew of the show, by the way.
And also, the other thing, too, that's great about reviewing homebrews is not too many other people have tried this, so we're not really influenced by outside opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep.
But since we know Clark, I'm going to say this is piss. Yeah. This is very good beer.
I do. I have a little hint of cat urine in there.
I think your cat got into it. No.
Did you confuse the meow mix with your hops? What the hell? Yeah, just kidding, Clark. This is awesome.
You know what happened if when he hears that? He's going to try that. He's going to send us something and say,
no doubt.
You know what? You fucker said you'll drink anything.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah, this is really good.
Cheers, brother.
This is really good beer.
Awesome. And I'm glad I poured it because I got a little more than Spoon did.
Damn it, Clark. Why'd you have to go and send us good beer?
Yeah, now you're going to have to send us like one bottle a month.
Yes, I think he should. I think he should be obligated because he's one of our number one fans.
Of course.
If he wants us to keep on pimping him, he needs to send us more beer. Oh, this is good.
Oh, a couple bottles a month, Clark. That'll suffice.
Remember, yeast samples.
Or vase.
Or vase, yeah, vase. That seems to be the next popular one with shipping beer.
I also like to use glassware because you're not really lying. It's glass.
That is true. If you put collectible, then you have to put, like, insurance and shit on it.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't know. UPS doesn't really make you insure it unless it's over $100.
Yeah, sorry, my bottle of beer broke in the mail. Yeah. You owe me $100.
You owe me $100.
Darn.
Man. I would pay a Chimay price for a 12 case of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if this was in the store, I would definitely buy it.
Absolutely.
This is great, man.
Wow. We need to get some more of this because we have friends that are hardcore into Belgians. I think they would love this. Especially.
Let's put a couple of cases on a plane, Clark. Yeah. We'll pick it up at the airport.
Better yet, send a Greyhound.
Yeah, no doubt. It'd be cheaper.
In fact, you know what? Beer Goddess would love this. She's big into the Belgians.
I ain't saving her shit. I'm drinking this.
Oh, man. God, this is. The aroma is delicious on this, too.
Yeah, I wonder if that comes from that Belgian aromatic malt. I'm sure it's a blend of other things, but I wonder if that makes it significant. I have no idea.
Oh, God, that was great.
Was.
Yeah, it was. Yes. I'm finished.
Spoon's done. I've been milking this. This is awesome.
That's not too bad. 6.8% wasn't too bad for that.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Excuse me. The other thing,
and
too,
we'll
that
post pictures of his homemade labels on the website as well. They're kick-ass.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
It's, got his cat on the front, obviously.
The main inspiration, but hey, whatever. If cats inspire beer making, go for it.
And the label kind of reads, Clarkhead Brewery, Fat Abbey, Belgian Abbey Ale, 6.8% alcohol by volume. He's got his website there, clarkheadbrew.com. And right below that, it says, suck it up. And we are.
Well, the theme for Clarkhead Brewery, which, you know, every great brewery has a good theme. Well, theirs is, or his is, I should say, feel single, see double, drink
Clarkhead.
That's beautiful. That brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
With as much passion as I know he puts into this, oh, this is delicious beer, man. You need to get this out to the masses.
Clark, you need to get T-shirts with that on it.
And you need to come to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Whew, that was great. All right, what else we got here?
You ready for the next one?
This is where we have the filler space come in.
While we hit the fridge.
So as Sick Puppy is chugging, I should say, the rest of the Belgian.
Not because it's bad. It's because I want the next one.
Yes, because Father Spoon's a little anxious here.
It's got some bite to it when you down it.
Well, speaking of chugging, one thing I wanted to bring up is the great...
That you're losing?
...chugging challenge that I'm getting my ass kicked in. That's right. You've heard the myths. You've heard the rumors. It is official. It's officially official. The fact that those of us here at ShouldIDrinkThat.com, myself, Father Spoon, and Sick Puppy, We'll be one of us will be chugging a Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA. If you listen to episode 15, which I hope you did, because, well, it seems like we had a lot of downloads on that, and we're starting to spread.
Yeah. Hopefully the utensil will be chugging.
Yeah, you assholes. basically, what we're doing is you go to our website, and on the right-hand side, if you scroll down, it's going to be down towards the bottom, just below the subscribe now, there's a poll question. It says, who should chug a 12-ounce bottle of Dogfish Head 120 on video? Voting is going to end shortly. So
March 9th, I believe.
Yes, March 9th. So go to our site and vote.
For a spoon.
Now, people have been saying to us, why is this such a big deal? You guys chug beer all the time. Yeah.
But it's special.
This is special. This is a 20% alcohol by volume beer. Most of the beers that we drink are, oh, I don't know, like I think 11 or 12 is the max that we usually go.
Yeah.
This is an extremely hoppy beer. And for those of you high-volume beer drinkers like your Bud, your Coors, your Miller's, PBR, whatever the hell you drink, those are about 4 to 5%. Imagine five of those in one 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
The alcohol in those. That's what one of us will be consuming. And right now, you looks like me.
If I do lose, I'm not so worried about the alcohol content.
I'm worried about the
I'm worried about the hops, man.
I'm worried about the after effects of what it's going to do to one of us. But we will have staff.
Well, I'm just worried that I won't be able to chug it all in one shot if I lose.
It's going to be interesting. That's why we're the masters of the chug.
It's hoppier than hell.
And we don't encourage people to do this at home. We are trained professionals.
Yeah, a key word, don't be stupid. We're doing this for fun.
We are not responsible for any dumbass who attempts to recreate our videos unsupervised.
It's one beer, and if we have a bad show, it's probably three beers, four beers. But, you know, don't chug all night long. That's just dumb.
And there is a link to the official chugging challenge on the SIDT website, so go check that out. Go check out our blog. That's where you'll find it.
That's right. Vote for Spoon.
Or if you're really lazy, it's shouldidrinkthat.com/DFH120.
What's that stand for?
Dogfish Head 120. Ooh. You can even capitalize the DFH if you want.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm slick like that. That's why I'm the web guy.
Nice. Why, it's another Clarkhead Brewery beer.
You don't say.
And by God, it's another Belgian.
It's a Belgian.
And I'm not French, so, you know, shoot me in the face if I do this wrong. It's La Paz de Chat. Chat. Right?
I'm looking at the notes here that he had sent us.
La Paz de Chat?
You know what? I'll give it to you. I'm not about to start.
La Paz de Chat?
I'm not about to start correcting your French. It's basically, it's French for the step of the cat.
No, there you go. Why don't you just say that?
It's not the shit of the cat, it's the step of the cat.
Sounds something like some kind of ballet crap or something.
You know, I'm looking at his notes and actually it says, I know, more cat shit. So you can call it cat shit if you want.
It's not literally cat shit, I hope.
No, but the story behind this is that his wife is a ex-ballet dancer.
Oh, see, there you go.
She named this one, actually. The name is derived from a ballet movie in which the feet are lifted one after the other to the level of the opposite knee. The movie is French for Step of the Cat. I know more cat shit. I told you bastards I was a freak. We appreciate it because your freakiness brings us good beer.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, the first one was good. We're going to try this one.
Yeah, this is a Saison Farmhouse Ale, and this also comes in at 6.8% alcohol by volume. And it says, get some on the label. And another little cat character on this one. We'll, like I said, we'll post the pictures of Clarkhead's kick-ass labels on the website.
Yeah, we're good for stuff like that. We're interactive media here.
All right, I'm going to crack open this farmhouse ale, this Saison. I just like saying that.
Saison?
I have a Saison. And where the hell did my beer glass go? And in the bottle, this one looks way lighter than the first one. Oh, man, that's got a nice orange color to it, like a almost like a caramel color, you'd think.
Did you save me some this time?
Yeah, I held back a little there, Sparky.
I appreciate it.
Kill yourself. Right after this beer, I don't know. Oh, this one's got a hell of a smell to it. It's awesome.
Hell of a smell.
Hell of a smell. Not in a bad way.
And we're not saying aroma or aromatic. It's a hell of a smell.
It's a hell of a smell. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. As if you haven't noticed by now, we're not snobs, so it's not aromatic. It's got a hell of a smell.
This does have a hell of a smell.
Is that a citrus smell? What is that?
I think you found the cat urine.
Yeah, no doubt. Does he say in his little notes of any ingredients in this one? Or?
Oh, I just put the goddamn thing away. Hold on.
Get out the cheat sheet.
I got to get out the cheat sheet here. All right, hold on. You know what? I'm not even going to be able to pronounce half this stuff, but I'll give it a shot. Get your fucking hand away from me.
I'll do it.
All right. It's a Belgian Saison farmhouse-style ale. It was brewed
Saison
last fall on November 5th, so it's had plenty of time to age, and its initial spiciness has settled quite a bit. It was made with two-row Belgian Pilsner malt.
Nice.
The Carapaz malt, Vienna malt, light Munich malt. That's a lot of malt. Wow.
That's a lot of malt.
And the obligatory pound of Belgian candy sugar. Ooh, that's
nice.
Tasty.
Yeah. So I'm expecting this to be a little sweet, I guess.
It was also a hop with Styrian Goldings and a Czech Saaz. It also has scant amounts of coriander and a bitter orange peel. That's what it
that's
was.
That's what it is. It's orange peel. Yep, that's what I'm
saying. Finally,
smelling.
The yeast is a White Labs WLP-565 Belgian Saison. And that wasn't the stuff the reason I thought it would be. Yeah. All the beer snobs right now are going, you motherfuckers, I can't believe you talk like that. Ah, you mispronounced it. Ah. You fucking kill yourselves, like he says. I don't give a shit.
I don't know. Once I get all my new homebrewing equipment, I'll probably be just as bad.
Yeah.
I can't believe you mispronounced Charge Bechelacan.
C'est all.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Let's drink this.
I love the smell of this.
Oh, my God. Clark.
Oh, that
buddy.
That's blended so well.
Buddy, this is good shit.
Holy shit.
And I feel bad because nobody else can get this right now. So we have to get you hooked up with Clark. And I don't know what his distribution is.
Dude, if I hit the lottery, Clark, I'm buying you a brewery. Of course, I'll have to move it to PA.
Oh, fuck, let's go up to California.
Yeah, good point.
I have no problem picking up the family and moving.
Yeah, especially if we hit the fucking lottery.
We can go get we'll buy a compound. And we'll have all of us move there.
Nice.
Dude, night, all you guys, we're moving into a compound. Big foamy head.
Clark head Kool-Aid. If you don't get that joke, think Jim Jones.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. We have Beer Report moving with us, too.
Nice.
So Jim would probably put the holes in our walls.
Yeah, fucking A. Again, Clark, you've impressed me beyond belief. This is incredible beer.
I don't feel violent after drinking that.
Spoon is mellow.
I'm getting mellow. I could go for some jazz right about now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some acid jazz or just some jazz?
I have to go
old school jazz?
I have to go take a look to see what I have at home.
Some Thelonious Monk?
I'm thinking, you know.
It's got a Belgian theme to it there, but I don't think we're going to be doing that beer tonight. That's on a future show.
Because we have a lot of we have actually quite a few Belgians here.
Yeah, we've got some big-ass bottles. We're going to see what all we can get to. We may get to we have one called Thelonious Monk. I've actually had it before. It's another gift from Clark.
So I haven't had it, though.
That doesn't diminish the gift at all, but I love it. But, yeah, Spoon has not had the Thelonious Monk. And if we get to that, we'll tell you the whole story, but we're not sure how this is going to affect us through the show.
We're going to see how our sobriety goes here. We're trying to make it a point not to get too shit-faced so you people can't understand us.
Well, the good thing is we're splitting these bottles. Clark wasn't cool enough to send us four.
It was an 8-pound
package.
California and to PA, that's going to be pretty expensive.
Yes. On that note, Clark, you did a hell of a packing job on that. For as small as a box that came in, I couldn't believe it. When I got it off my porch, man.
What do you do?
It's a tiny-ass box. I thought, there can't be bombers in this thing. But there were, man. He packed them well.
What kind of packaging did he use? Because there is the official SADT way of packaging.
Which is the food saver. Vacuum seal it. That's a great way. So you know, if you're shipping brewers, buy a food saver. I mean, the cheapest one's like $100. And if you're only going to use it for that, it's well worth it.
It's probably more use you're going to get out of it than storing food.
Yeah. I do venison and beer bottles. That's basically the two uses for my food saver right there.
You mean there are other uses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't know.
Other foods you could
wrap
and freeze.
I usually wrap my
meat. For years to come. You wrap your meat?
I wrap my meat.
I suffocate my meat in an airtight bag. I asphyxiate my meat.
Oh, that reminds me.
That way my meat doesn't go bad.
Did you hear what happened with what's happening with Tom Brady?
No.
You know who he is? He's the quarterback from New England Patriots.
Sure.
Well, he knocked up his ex-girlfriend that he split up with after 3 years, like ditched her or whatever, and he's going after like Gazelle, that supermodel.
Nice.
He's been boning her. Come to find out, she's 3 months pregnant.
Sweet.
The other one is, so one of the condom companies sent him a package of 2,000 condoms and told him to wrap it.
2,000?
Yeah, they had their mascot as a condom, and the condom guy is going up there to deliver 2,000 condoms to him. I think that's beautiful.
Wow. Dude, I'm lucky I can get through a 12-pack of condoms in a year.
Yeah, you think they could have sent something to Ann and Nicole earlier, but hey.
I think I'm the only fucker that worries about the expiration date on the condom package.
you have 7 years.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you used to.
I never understood the back of a condom box. I don't know if it still does, but it used to say pre-tested. How in the fuck you pre-test a rubber?
Dude, don't you know?
We got 1,000 guys in the factory. Take a lunch. Fuck you. You didn't work overtime.
Did you ever watch Discovery Channel?
Often, yes.
You never saw them tested on there?
No.
They have a machine.
Is that the How It's Made thing?
Yeah. They got a machine that they shows how it tested it, and it's like, well, I know too much about it.
Now you're ruining my joke.
I know too much how they package condoms, so that's the thing. Because you know what? I try this at home when I fill them up with water to launch them at cars as I'm driving down I-79.
Nice. There's a couple breweries I know that sell condoms with their logo on it. One's Rogue, and the other one is Magic Hat.
I never noticed.
Yeah.
I never noticed that before.
Actually, Magic Hat was at our local six-pack shop.
Holy shit.
The beers for one of the tastings.
Magic Hat makes so much sense now.
And he was passing out Magic Hat condoms.
Is he hoping that people are going to score it at Three Suns Dogs and Suds Thursday night sampling from 6 until 8?
It's 2 hours to score.
Well, you know, there's been sometimes we've been there. If I wasn't married,
nice.
You know what?
Sometimes it's a buffet, especially in
the summertime.
The Belgians, that brings a lot of. How can I say this in
very,
a polite way?
Very attractive
young ladies
who like to drink.
Yeah, I like picking up my chicks at like 2 a.m. at the bar. They're so fucked up. He's like, grab them by the arm. You don't even know her. Come on, honey, it's time to go home. They're like, okay.
I guess first you kick open the toilet stalls to see if there's anyone passed out in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Honey, you're at home? Jesus Christ.
This is awesome,
Clark. This is awesome beer.
This is all about Clark. This is the Clarkhead show, not a Belgian show. Of course, we can't say that because we're doing third-party Belgians.
Let's toast this again.
Cheers, brother.
That's for you, buddy. This is delicious.
That was a nice clink.
Mm.
Oh, man. And those beers back-to-back, that's perfect. Holy shit.
You just need to let this set in your mouth for a little bit.
I did,
so
man.
All your taste buds.
I was already swilling like a snob.
If I want to sound like a jackass, my taste buds are swimming in Clark's beer.
Oh,
no, this is very good beer.
Yeah, the orange peel in there,
oh.
it balances so well with everything else.
I don't have shit floating in mine either. Last couple Belgians that we've had when we've gone out, though, it's there's been shit floating in mine too much. That just freaks me out.
Clark does keg his beer, and so he had to force carbonate these before he sent them to us in the bottles.
Oh.
Which,
yeah, what does that whole process do? Because me being
I'm not sure if he has a gun. It's called a gun.
I'm sure he has a
carbonation gun. I don't know the right term for it.
He's in California. I hope he has a gun.
But you hook it to your keg system and fill up beer bottles with it, and it carbonates it.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, now that makes sense. I'm not a homebrewer, so I don't know this stuff yet, which is good to have because you at one time homebrewed and you're getting ready to homebrew again.
Yeah, I'm getting all new equipment this time. I got some mad cash, so I'm doing it right this time. I'm buying all the good shit.
Yeah, you got mad cash thanks to Mr. Federal Government.
Yeah, no doubt. I sued them. No, just kidding.
It's all those tests they did on you as a little kid for spina bifida.
It's all the tests they did on me last week. All the new STDs.
Yes, sir. I will take your. I would love to donate my plasma.
Yeah, it only hurts when I pee. You leave me alone.
When was the last time you peed, right?
It burns. It burns.
Oh, man. Now that I mentioned jazz, I could really go for some right now. I have to see if I have anyone to get home.
All this STD talk reminds me of Dude Night's last show. They were talking about sex.
Oh,
if you missed it, check it out. It was a great show.
The great sex show. Dude, yeah, that was awesome. Was a riot. Since we are drinking Clark's beer, we should pimp his some of the shows that they've done. They actually had some really kick-ass movies that they've made.
Sick Puppy's a pig, but Gonzo, I think, is right up there with me. I'm going to call him Sick Gonzo.
Yeah, you guys have some issues, man. If you two,
or Gonzo Puppy.
If we put you, Gonzo, and Chud together.
We'd all be in jail within 24 hours.
We'd have three of the four horsemen of the apocalypse coming in.
I'm sure Chud appreciated that statement.
Well, one of the cool things that they do, too, is these guys are awesome at making – I can't believe I said awesome, too, but these guys
are awesome, man.
They made these kick-ass videos, and one of the best ones I've ever seen from a beer group, actually from any group of amateur videographers – because they're not like Alex Lindsay level developers here, but they're
working on it.
Yeah, they're everyday people, just like you and me. But check out the Beer Witch Project.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But
you'll piss yourself. It's so damn funny.
We're gonna pimp the one that's coming up that they're working on, man.
Oh, they're doing 24.
24 with Jack Beer
Brewer.
Jack Brewer. Sorry,
yeah, I watched 24.
I don't watch the show. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for that for you guys, but I tried to get into it. I got into it late and just never watched it.
Well, you know what?
I'm all about The Shield. I love that fucking show.
I just got back into it again this past season. Some friends of mine said, hey, just give it a shot this year. See what you think. I'm like, all right, whatever. I saw the first season and loved it. Second season I thought sucked. So I didn't watch it again. I started watching it this year. Holy shit. I'm taking that over Heroes now. And Heroes used to be my favorite show. But
I tried to get into that, too. I just couldn't do it.
Storylines all over the place. Now I'm starting to hate the thing. So I'm watching 24. Dude, it's sweet as shit.
See,
2 weeks ago, they took a drill and put it through the back of a guy, like into his shoulder blades and everything. If you haven't seen those episodes, I apologize.
So I'm jonesing because I don't think the new season of The Shield starts till April. And that's killing me.
Is that the Michael Chiklis show?
Yeah, dude. It's crooked cops that do good. Dude, the fucking conflict in that show is incredible. I'm fucking addicted to it.
Well, see, that's good, because now our fans get a different taste of shows that we like here.
Well, on that note, my favorite movie of all time has got to be A Clockwork Orange.
That's not shocking, I think, to some of our fans.
I probably watch that more than the general public.
We didn't mention this in the 10 Things You Know, or 10 Things You Don't Know About SIDT.
Yeah, it wasn't 15 things or 11, so we left that out.
Yeah, we'd have a lot more in there. One of my favorite movies was on last night, and I totally geeked out. Two of my favorite movies were on. Back to back last night, Slapshot was on.
I haven't seen Slapshot in a long time. The Hanson Brothers.
Yeah. I own the movie, but I never watch it unless it's on TV. It's one of those things, like, I had to have it. And the other thing following that was Glory, the Civil War movie that's like 2-3 hours long. It's about the black troop that never saw any action and everything with Matthew Broderick.
The Buffalo Soldiers.
Dude, awesome movie. Lots of blood and guts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Oh, yeah. You see guys' heads get blown off by a cannon and shit.
Sweet.
Awesome movie. I love the Civil War era, so that movie just like...
Civil what? You said Civil War.
Civil War movie.
There you go. Sorry, I had to correct him. It sounded stupid in my head.
It's your headset's...
It's the Clark Brew, man. You can't say war. Sound like George Bush talking about Iraq.
Wire. Who says I'm wearing anything?
I'm not wearing any pants behind this podium. I saw that in Police Academy. Funniest movie ever.
I have to take this Clark site off because the picture on here right now is just killing me with this little bowling pin thing with a boner on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Fucking thing's got a stiffy and it's got hearts coming from it.
Check it out at the website.
Yeah, it was from, like I said, from their sex show.
It's a great show. And if you haven't seen any of their shows or seen any of their videos or heard any of their shows, check them out, man.
We definitely have links.
They're awesome.
So you going to finish that beer or are you just going to sit there and look at it all night?
Oh, dude, I don't want to like drink it fast. It's fucking delicious.
Savor it. You got more than I did, though, out of that one.
Yeah, I did.
Savor the taste. It's pretty damn delicious. Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. See, that's what sucks about getting these beers in the mail. I want more. I'm gonna go to the store and buy it. Here's a hint for you, Clark. Mass produce this shit.
Well, then you have to give up his day job. But you know what? This is the one time when I'd say, dude, give up your day job.
Yeah, because if I can afford it, yeah, hell yeah.
This is absolutely worth it, man. You got a future in this shit.
Leave the wife and the cats and start producing your beer.
Well, she fully supports it.
I know. That's awesome.
You can't beat that. When your wife supports you on something like this, dude, suck it up, man. Enjoy it, because there's a lot of people out there.
Quit your job. Live off of her and suck it up for a while. Make a brewery.
It's an investment for your future.
Exactly. I'll buy it for sure. All right, what do we got next?
I don't know. What beers do you have in the fridge? Yeah. Open the beer fridge.
The Clark beers are done, and they were fucking phenomenal.
What do we have in there? We have an Uni brew.
In that brew.
Uni brew. Do we have two in there?
Yeah, we're doing Belgians. Let's do those.
We have a nice selection here. We didn't decide ahead of time because, well, wanted to see what kind of mood that the Clark had put us in, and let me tell you, feeling pretty damn spiffy right about now.
I know. Spiffy. Me too, dude. Hopefully we make it through all these beers.
As usual, the Uni brew comes with a cork in it, so that means Sick Puppy's probably going to shoot me in the damn head.
I won't aim.
Yeah, try not to. I'd appreciate it if you don't aim that thing at my head this time. Oh.
I love that sound. That's fucking great. The mist coming off of the bottleneck. That's killer. All right, what we have here, just released in this area. And I actually had this last night.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You suck.
I'm one up on Spoon on this one. I don't think it's as good as Uniboro 15.
When did you have the 15 last? Because I know every once in a while, whenever
didn't
you see
we do that on a show?
Well, yeah, but every once in a while, when you see it on the shelf, you pick it up just for the shits and giggles and
yeah,
try it out.
I like the 15 better, but I haven't had the 15 for a while, so I can't really compare the two off the top of my head. This one, I think, is way more citrusy and got more of a fruity flavor to it. And like I said, this is the anniversary beer from Unabrew. 16, celebrating our 16th anniversary. It's an ale on lease, 10% alcohol by volume. And this comes in a 750-milliliter bottle. And if you never tried any of the anniversary beers, every once in a while you can find some of the past years on the shelf. Pick it up, man. It's great. All right, nice I'll
pour.
Stop there,
you
and you can have the rest.
Pour some of that for me?
Certainly.
Make sure that it's as even as possible.
I'd be pouring.
Because I know you like to cheat at that every once in a while.
I know. I try and get more beer than Spoon does when we're sharing brews. And we're drinking these tonight out of the fine Castile glasses that we have. The gold medal rim Castile glasses. I love these things.
And there actually hasn't been enough reviews of this on Beer Advocate or anything yet, so we don't have a
number. I didn't even look.
Oh, damn. I think you might have actually given me some more on this one.
Yeah, I meant to, dude. I robbed you of the Clarkhead brew.
You were feeling bad for
me. Yeah, I was.
Actually, there's only been two reviews of this so far in Beer Advocate.
I feel it is so full. I almost spilled it giving it to him.
Now it's all good.
Look, there's enough left for me to pour again. Got a nice head to it. Kind of got the similar color to Clark's beer, the Fat Abbey. Kind of looks similar in color and head retention, as they say.
You got a better head on yours than mine.
It's got to poured mine better. Not too much of a smell to it, but when I tried it last night, it was real citrusy, a lot of fruit back into it.
Well, Rape Beer actually has, they've had enough people rating this one. They've had 13 ratings on it. It is coming in as a 98, which I think is one of the highest ones that we've had so far.
It's good. I'm not knocking it at all compared to last year's, but I just like last year's better. Last year's a little heavier. A little bit darker, a little bit more malt to it. Not liking it?
I don't know if I'm liking this too much.
Yeah, it's way sweeter than I expected. And I was comparing it to last year's, and last year's was not nowhere near this sweet.
This is definitely sweet. Wow. Oh, I like the sweetness in this.
I actually like Clark's La Paz de Chat better. And they're pretty similar.
Yes.
Got that fruity, you know, fruit peel flavor to it.
You know, I'd take Clark's over this one.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. I love this brewery, but, you know, cheers to Clark, man. Your homebrew is better than the Unabli.
Yeah, something's just not settling with me on this one.
It's real sweet, and it's got a real tangy aftertaste to it.
Yeah, it's just...
You get the fruit hints to it?
I am. It's something about this beer just, it's not settling right with me.
I mean, I like it, but it's not a beer I'd buy often. Mm. You know, last year's, I probably bought six of them, so I liked it so much. But this one, it disappoints compared almost, to last year.
Maybe it's just the bottle, but it tastes like almost there's too much carbonation in this.
Yeah, it's heavily carbonated,
yeah,
I will say that.
Something's not settling right with this.
It's light.
I'm having a hard time trying to figure out what it is.
Like I said, though, I like it, but it's nothing I drink on a regular basis, or frequently, I should say.
The thing, though, is most of it, it's not overpowering in any type of
flavor.
No,
not at all, not at all.
Everything's pretty mellow with that, which...
It's actually kind of boring compared to Clark's La Paz de Chat.
I think that's what's bugging me about it, is that nothing is really standing out with it. It's just
right,
it's
exactly.
Kind of bland.
Yeah, yeah, compared to his.
Slight malt, slight
Clark's had
fruit.
A lot more of that, the orange peel flavor to it. I'm not sure what Unabru puts in this. Didn't really check the ingredients. But
yeah, it's a nice balance of malt and fruit. But
yeah,
it's
a good beer. It's just, I don't know. There's something missing, I think.
I never thought it's this, but this beer is, well, I've said it once before. Beer's kind of confusing me, actually.
Is it really? Well, that's a good thing, though. You know, you're not sure.
It was one of the barley wines that had me all screwed up before, trying to think of what the hell was in it. Because usually when I drink the beers, I'll get a taste of what's in it, but I don't know what it is. Something, for some reason, in this beer, it's confusing the shit out of me.
Right.
My palate doesn't know what the hell it's supposed to be tasting.
Yeah, so we're going to finish these, and we'll be right back with the one more beer, or maybe two.
Two or three. We'll see.
Okay, we're back with the next beer, and this is another beer from Unabru.
Unabru. This one
more French crap.
This one comes in at 8%.
And pronounce that for me, would you, Spoon? Because I can't.
Well, you know what? There's different ways you could pronounce this. And really, for fans of ours out there, if you know the correct pronunciation
of
these.
Please tell us. Don't make us look like total idiots.
Because, you know, I took 3 years of honors French, and I can't even pronounce this one. I really wish I could still have that accent, but it's... Well, I haven't been in high school since 94, so...
Unabru.
Unabru. So this is the Quelquechose, or shows. Basically, it's brewed with cherries.
Quelquecho, or whatever.
Yeah, we're really butchering this. We know there are some people that love Unabru that are out there, so please let us know how to pronounce this.
So if we have any French listeners, kill yourself. I mean, please tell us how it's pronounced.
And then kill yourself.
Hmm?
We'd appreciate it. All right, so here we go. Oh, man. Here we go. This cork's going to come flying. Hold on. Ready?
It's corked, yeah.
Oh, that wasn't too bad. All right. So
let me pour this. I'll be honest. I'm not really looking forward to this.
Oh,
one.
It's red. Look at this shit.
I am not looking forward to this at all.
Neither am I.
Because I know the style and shit.
Okay, hold on. Let me grab your glass
here.
Yeah,
pour me some.
Do this. Oh yeah, this looks like wine. This absolutely looks like wine in here. Look at that. Oh,
there's no head on this at all. This is a dude.
You know what this looks like?
I was talking to the guys at our local six pack shop about this, and they said, "Dude, there's no head to this. It's
you're not gonna like it.
Flat, and it's almost like exactly like a wine."
Well, actually, this came from another fan of ours too, a local fan though. So he actually was able to give it to us and not send it via UPS or anything else like that. Oh, wow. This is extremely red. Very, very, very red. Oh, wait. Don't you?
Yeah, this came from a coworker of mine.
Ooh,
he sampled it.
Dude, it smells like secrets.
Well, my buddy I work with, he hated it. Does this smell like a meth ingredient?
Dude. Oh yeah, we could definitely make meth out of this one.
I only do meth for the Sudafed.
We have Sudafed and Secrets. Oh, you put this bad boy up to your nose and you have to smell this son of a bitch.
Do I have to?
Do it. I'm not like, oh, this is starting already.
Yeah, I know this is audio, but you got to feel Sick Puppy's pain right now. And dude.
And surprisingly, this one has high ratings. Beer Advocate.
I'm sure it does. Dude, I'm not a wine fan, and this is pretty close to a damn wine.
Beer Advocate gives us an 85.
I bet they do.
And Rate Beer gives us a 96.
96?
This is coming at 8%, so it's all right.
And you know what? I might have to chug this crap.
God, no.
Did we finish the bottle? Did we pour it all out?
Yeah, everything's out of the bottle. So
cheers, man. Let's try this shit.
All right, let's try it. Here we go.
God, that's heavy. Heavy on the cherry taste. My God.
I tried rather chug Red NyQuil.
It tastes like fucking cough medicine.
It tastes like red.
It tastes like red.
Oh.
Oh, that's severely like a wine. Calcacho or Chose or whatever.
Oh.
Ale brewed with cherries. 8% alcohol by volume in a 1.9 fluid ounce bottle.
Oh, you know what? I'm reading the description for this.
Man, dude. And you know I'm not happy with this at all.
According to the commercial description, it's a strong cherry ale that should be drunk hot.
Oh, really?
I don't fucking think so. No.
Yeah. You know.
I don't care. I don't drink hot beer. No.
So it sucks so bad you got to heat it up. Is that what they're saying? Yeah. What are we going to nuke it? Is that what...
Well, actually, it's the name itself is a French... that's why I don't understand. It's French-Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I think it's Calcacho, but...
Well, you know what?
Email us and correct us if you know.
Unibrew is up in Quebec.
Right.
So it's... Oh, that's the hockey me saying. Quebec is still Quebec, but yeah, up in Quebec.
Oh, dude, I got to... You know what?
It's actually the expression that's used, like, that's something.
Yeah, that's something, all right. Yeah, that's something to chug.
That's something that sucks, so it's... I say we chug it, just fucking get it over with.
And for those of you who have never had this, I'd rather fucking chug the dogfish.
Oh, this is awful.
I'm sure other beer podcasts probably love this shit. This is disgusting. I respect the style and all that crap, but damn, this is
fucking disgusting.
I would not buy this.
Oh, you know what?
Thank you to Oliver... My coworker.
Oh, dude, this
for
sucks.
Providing this for free. I was gonna buy this for the show, but he had a sampling at another joint here in the Pittsburgh area, and they gave him a bottle with a sampling price.
Was it a D?
He's like, dude, this sucks.
Was it?
No, it was some other beer distributor thing.
Oh, because I was at D's.
He paid like $30 to sample like five beers.
Oh, that's
when they get in the bottles and shit, dude. Now I know why he didn't like it.
Well, you know, when I was out...
He even told me, he's like, dude, you ain't gonna like this.
When I was out visiting my brother, I stopped at D's ahead of time just to see what they had out there because he lives relatively close to the area. So I went in there. I'm like, you know what? I might want to try this one because it is from Unibrew.
It's all fancy bottle and
shit.
Oh,
this is shit.
Oh, it's horrible. And, you know, in my defense, I don't like cherries anyway. Well, not the fruit kind.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, stop there.
You know what,
Dude Safe podcast.
You know what this is actually worse than?
Lighter fluid?
No. Franzia's Chillable Red.
Oh, dude. This is
the wine in the box.
Now,
but you know what? We call that in our little circle of Griff and
this
I.
This is worse than wine in a box?
Griff and I used to call it Chiable Red so we would seem like dignified while we pay $8 for a box of wine. This is disgusting.
You know what? Fuck, I'm chugging this shit. I got more than you bastard. You've been sampling it more.
I'm trying to... Oh, I don't think there's enough water.
Here we go!
Down the hatch! Holy shit, look at him chug! Oh my God. That face is perfect! Look at that! Oh! He's feeling pain.
Holy shit! Oh, that's bad to chug. I think I'd rather chug a fucking dogfish, man.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Dude, your face is priceless. This is great.
Is it red? Like this fucking crap? Oh. That's horrible. Well, chugging it is anyway. Oh. I guarantee you, we're probably the only fucking people on the planet that chugged Calcacho. Ugh, god damn.
Oh my god, I snapped the picture of him while he just got done chugging. This is beautiful. I can't wait for you people to see this.
I better look like an ass in that picture, don't I?
Oh my god, wait, you gotta look at that.
Look
at that.
Oh, dude.
You can see the pain in your eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's true to the word right there.
Well, you know what? The deal with our
picture
chugging.
Picture says 1,000 words, right?
The deal with our chugging, though, is.
Oh, dude, that's bad.
When we do the chugging contest, is you can't tell us to chug something we've already had. That's against the rules.
Thank god we got this one over with.
And we've had, last time I checked, we had close to like 60-some beers, I think we've had, which I do have to get the list of all the beers we've drank. It's going to be on the revamp of the site.
Yeah.
But it's going to have a list of all the beers that we have drank.
Oh, I need a fucking cigarette after that.
Oh, my God.
I still got some left.
Hold on. I
haven't a little bit in the bottom of the glass.
I haven't chugged mine yet.
Oh, dude. Good luck chugging that shit.
Oh man. I'm dreading this. You ready? Hold on 1 second here. I'm trying to
short technical difficulty.
I'm trying
Hold
to get
on.
This taste in my mouth.
Oh, dude, it's fucking
work
horrible.
Around so I can chug this.
And I don't like cherries anyway, so that kills me right there. But damn.
Okay, you ready?
It's like cherries times
right, here we
10,
go.
Man.
I'm
going to
chug this thing. Hold on. Here we go.
Chug. Chug it. Chug it, you bastard. How's that, huh? I know. Don't you cringe? You fucking cringe when you do that. It's fucking horrible, man.
Tastes like burning.
It tastes like cherries burning. Oh, dude, that's got to be by far one of the worst fucking beers we've ever had on the show.
I'm crying.
Have a nice dinner beer with your chick and sip. Fuck, it's a beer. You shouldn't have to do that.
Oh, that was so rough.
Oh, dude, that's
wrong. That wasn't even right. Oh, fuck this beer.
You know, this is how hardcore I am. I got like a swig in the bottom of this. I'll down it.
Oh. This is worse than when I used to.
Fucking glass is tainted with a cherry smell now.
Dude, this is worse than when I used to drink the Ultra wine as an Ultra boy.
Horrible. I don't even want a cigarette out of that. I want heroin.
Oh, my God.
A crack cocaine or something. Give some meth. Holy shit, that's bad.
If my buddy Mario's listening, this is worse than the shit we used to steal from the church.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, that's fucking bad. You know what? God damn it. We have enough time on this show.
Let's do another one.
Yeah, we're doing another one. And this is another gift from Clark. I've had this one before, but Spoon has not. So I'm moving right on to the next one.
Because
I got to get that shit fucking cherry taste out of my mouth.
Where's my bottle of water? Hold on. Oh, this is foul. Well, something that we have been working on, it was kind of a brainchild after the last episode, is a new feature that we're going to have here on Should I Drink That? And, I'm still trying to get over that cherry
shit. I know,
man.
That's horrible.
And what we're going to do is possibly each episode, we're going to see how this goes with the first one. It's going to need some fine-tuning because it's... That's something I just came up with. Well, that we just came up with.
It's a brainstorm idea. We'll see if it works.
So we're going to see how it goes. But here's the intro to it. And, well, yeah, that needs to work. But you'll get the idea. That's right. Surprise, you're dead. Britney Spears, your career is dead. We were debating what we were going to talk about for this segment. Anna Nicole's been abused enough, so Britney Spears, your career is dead. The fact that, all right, not only have you been in and out of rehab 3 times.
You shaved your fucking head.
And you look like a fucking mutant.
You look like fucking Sinead O'Connor, which I hate that bitch to begin with. So I just associate Britney with that. Almost said the C word there. I know we have an explicit tag, but even me, a sick puppy, I hate that word. But anyway.
Some people look good with shaved heads. Like, we've shaved our heads. We have
dudes.
We have pretty well-shaped heads.
Chicks with shaved heads is
Natalie,
rare.
Natalie Portman looked sexy with a shaved head.
Or the G.I. Jane chick.
Demi Moore.
That's the one.
That was hot. Britney Spears, you look like a fucking mutant.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I thought.
And I love that picture of her where she's like half shaved and they snapped a picture. She's got half her head fucking hanging down and a brunette. She even dyed it first.
Everyone knows that you cut your hair first and then you shave it. You don't shave it all at once, you stupid fucking trash, all right? I'm so pissed off at this because, Britney, I had hope for you. I seriously.
I didn't. I hated her anyway, dude.
I don't care. I had hope.
Pop star Mickey Mouse fucking shit.
Well, you know what? I want to know what kind of mind fuck
I'm all fucking metalhead. I always hated that shit for years anyway.
I wanted to know what the hell K-Fed did to her. Because she was fine. She was looking fucking hot. Marries K-Fed. She becomes white trash. Whatever. Yeah, I could deal with
even
that.
Even before K-Fed, I still thought she was an idiot.
But you know what? I could deal with that because she still looked hot. She got white trashish, whatever. I dealt with that. But when she shaved her head, you know what? You're fucking nuts. Kill yourself,
dude,
all right?
I like a nutty chick, but Britney Spears is supposed to be a chick I hate.
You know what, Britney? You are going to be on everyone's death pool next year, especially ours.
If you want to join Sick Puppy's death pool, email us.
Should I drink that? We'll be sponsoring the death pool for next year. Ours ends the end of March.
No.
For the current round.
April.
And March 31st is the end.
Oh, right.
New one starts in April.
If you want to get all technical about it, sure.
But we'll have sign-ups if people want to get in on it. It's like, what, $10 a person?
$10 a person. And
I'll send
you the rules. I have very strict rules.
We'll have it on the SIDT website. But right now we have a three-way tie for first, actually.
I know. Dude, and my death poll list this year sucks.
I'm surprised I didn't have Anna Nicole. But you know what?
I want to win so bad, I'm going to go out and kill some stars.
Nice. But you know what? Britney Spears' career,
over.
Done. Completely gone.
Unless she hides for like a decade.
Britney's career is dead. And that's all we have to say about that. Yeah. Each episode we're going to feature someone that dies a very stupid way. Hopefully,
or
alcohol related
to die,
or alcohol related.
Yeah,
that's the way it's going to work. So it's a nice little segment. We're going to try working this in and see how it goes. But yeah, Britney Spears, your career's dead.
I would have loved to follow Gigi Allen's career on this, but he's already dead. That would have been a no-brainer right there. God, I love that man.
As soon as he came out, I'm sure his parents went, "Oh shit."
Well, no, his parents are fucked. His birth name is Jesus Christ. His dad was a whack job.
Oh, he was screwed to start with then.
Yeah. I mean, he had problems to begin with. That, hence his whole fucking career, if you want to call that a career.
Well, people like you buy his shit, so.
I'd love him. Because, dude, he's the hardcore definition of punk. Blink-182 are pussies compared to the Mentors and Gigi Allen, all the old school kick-ass
punk.
Well,
you know, that's like when Green Day cut over, too.
You know, all right, let me go on a Green Day rant for one moment.
Oh, here we go.
When I was in high school, I was in a fucking Green Day before the Dookie album. I played it at parties, and people were like, "What the fuck is that crap you're listening to?"
For those of you under the age of 25, there was an album before Dookie.
There were several.
Yes.
And that's the Green Day I was into. Once Dookie came out, after everybody was bitching at me for playing that crap at the parties, all of a sudden Dookie comes out, "Dude, did you ever hear Green Day?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's the fucking crap you've hated for the last fucking 3 years. You bitched at me for playing, you douchebags. Now that it's popular, now it's cool, you fucking posers."
You know what? I have to admit, though, I didn't know Green Day back in the day.
But the old school Green Day is way more punk than they are.
I have to admit that American Idiot, I think, is probably one of the best CDs I've ever listened to.
Oh, dude, there's way.
And I'm not saying because they were punk before, but like just
it's not even that. To me, dude, this brings up a good argument. I mean, I'm older now, so this probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, you're like 50, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. But, dude, I mean, I was into it. There's a local band called Anti-Flag.
Oh, yeah. Most people know who Anti-Flag is.
Kick-ass punk band. They originated in Pittsburgh. And when I was younger, they fucking rocked. But now that I'm older, and especially after 9/11, the whole anti-America thing for me just lost its, you know.
Pisses a lot of people off.
Lost its thrill for me.
You can't
know?
Go with the anti-American thing anymore.
But, you know. And that brings up the point to me, any fucking band, any band. I mean, the old school punk days, it was dissent across the board. Now it's anti-Bush, 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 all this bullshit. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Right now, I just, you know, I hear this shit enough in my life. I want to go to a show and be entertained. I don't want to be preached at by a bunch of fucking punker jackasses. Or, you know, so you Rage Against the Fucking Machine even lost its luster after a while. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I want to rock. I don't want to be preached at.
You do realize that Rage hasn't been together in over 7 years.
I know, but
I can't believe it's been 7 years.
The point still stands, dude. When they got back together again, after that short hiatus.
They're actually getting back together this summer for a concert.
Don't care.
They're, one concert only, because Zach De La Hoya can fucking suck my balls, because I hate the guy, and I think Audioslave kicks friggin' ass. You know why? Because Cornell's in it.
There's a private dissent between me and Spoon on that one. I fucking hate Pearl Jam. And
dude,
I hate...
He was in fucking Soundgarden. Come on!
I'm thinking Green River, though, dude. I'm thinking way back.
Oh, don't get me started with 90s grunge.
I'm old.
You won't win. I am a 90s grunge guy.
I know, but, I will bash your 90s grunge. Because
I still have my
punk
flannels.
Boy, man.
I still have my fucking flannels.
Before that was all cool, I was wearing it because I was a redneck piece of shit white trash.
You're wearing it because it was cold in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but yeah, we could talk about this for hours and bash fucking grunge, and
you know what,
we could bash my punk, and
we'll do a music episode sometime.
Yeah, we're just ranting on each other for like an hour.
We'll kill. You know, one of us is gonna end up killing the other person.
All right, dude, this show's getting a little long. Let's try the next beer. What do you say? Because I gotta get that fucking cherry Kelsch crap out of my mouth.
Yeah, the next one up is Brother Thelonious.
Yeah, this is also sent to us by Clark. Thank you again.
It's from the North Coast Brewery Fort Bragg, California.
This is a kick-ass beer. I've had it before. Spoon, do you have the notes?
Well, actually, I'm just checking out. Rate Beer right now has it as a 90. Meanwhile, Beer Advocate has an 85. So, you know, they're pretty similar from what everyone's been saying. I haven't, like I said, I haven't had this yet. You've had this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Clark's first offering for us is the North Coast Brewing in Fort Bragg, California. It's a Belgian-style Abbey Ale called Brother Thelonious. And he wanted to share this with us for, you know, several reasons. But for one, he likes the first time he had it at Russian River Brewing, where they were featured as a guest brewery the week he was there. It's a great beer. And it's made in the spirit of a Belgian, which is, you know, he's a absolute whore for. I know that. But, you know, this beer was inspired by Thelonious Monk, who is one of the most important jazz musicians of our time. He's given birth to improvisational jazz, and, you know, he's a huge fan of Clark is a huge fan of jazz.
God bless him. I love jazz.
Improvisation in general. Anyway, back to the Brother Thelonious. And like I said, I've had this beer before, but Spoon has not, so.
Definitely be an education for me.
Yeah, like I said, this is the first offering from Clark, North Coast Brewing, Fort Bragg, California. Belgian-style Abbey Ale, Brother Thelonious. And, you know, like I said, he's a huge jazz fan, so he wanted to pimp that and pimp a beer that goes with that. And this is a Belgian-style Abbey Ale.
Well, I can see why, because you know what?
I think $2 a case goes to some jazz organization. Let me check that.
Well, you know, I could see why he would be big in this, because after having a couple of his Belgians, I would definitely want to sit down with some damn good jazz.
Yeah, it says, North Coast Brewing is proud to be associated with the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz, which is www.monkinstitute.org. And pleased to contribute $2 to the Institute for every case of Brother Thelonious Belgian-style Abbey Ale sold. Man, I tried to get out in one breath because I got a burp. That cherry
it's
shit.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
So we're probably going to finish this podcast with the Brother Thelonious.
Say that again.
Brother Thelonious.
All right, so Sick Puppy just got done pouring the Brother Thelonious. And let me tell you, ooh, this looks pretty
good. Poured it quite evenly, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It looks pretty damn delicious.
Yeah, I had this before. Our local six-pack shop, Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
.com.
www.3sonsdogsandsuds.com.
Or just go to our website because we have them linked.
Yeah. But, I love this beer, Spoon. So you tell the peeps what you think.
All right. Well,
I've already had it, so I'm
Raise a glass.
Cheers, brother.
Drink it down.
It's way heavier than what we've had earlier tonight. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Oh, it's soothing.
Very malty and heavy caramel aftertaste to it. Sweet.
You know what?
It's good.
I can see why they say the whole jazz thing, because I could go for jazz this and the nice big
sipping this or listening to
big,
a jazz band.
Fat cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
I don't have any cigars, so I'll light a fine Camel Turkish blend.
It's the smooth Turkish and domestic blend of a Camel Light cigarette. this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. Thanks again, Clark.
Well, Clark,
you are the purpose for this whole show,
my
friend. Yeah, you like rock and stuff.
I do, but oh man, dude, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's awesome beer, man.
Oh, nice earthy hops to it.
Yeah,
it's
great.
This is great stuff. If you see, Brother Thelonious. That is not something you can say when you've been drinking, Brother Thelonious.
Brother Thelonious.
Brother Thelonious.
Well, that's about So anyway, on that note, here's some Outcast from Show Enough.
Show Enough. This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Motherfucking Puppy.
Enjoy the music. We will talk to Yin's guys later.
See you soon. And I hope all you bastards listening on this episode, vote for Father Spoon for the Dogfish Chug.
Yes, bitches. Have a great St. Paddy's Day coming up. And we will talk to Yin's later.
Yeah, ciao, you fuckers.
Later.
Kill yourself.
Bitches.